Okay, Siman Kuf Chaf Chet. Today we are in Si'if Lamed Vav. Mal Tinok Umet. So a mohel, there's mila on a baby, and the baby dies. No Seyed Kapav. Even though he dies, right? He still doesn't see his kapayim. We say it is an onus. And he was osek b'mitzvah. So that's the main reason why he does it. The main reasons. Also, they say because you don't know for sure why the baby died. It could be there are other factors, contributing factors, and therefore, it's not all on you, and therefore, that's the halacha. Now, similar question, what happens when a surgeon, a doctor, treats a patient, and the patient dies on the operating table? So I believe the Pe'ach, all the poskim say, he is allowed to do Nesias Kapayim, because again, he was doing what he was supposed to do. As far as we know, we consider it, he was doing a mitzvah, it was onus, and also we know that there are usually other contributing factors. Okay, so that's the general the psak. A chayal. What about someone who's in the army? So again, they say by an Eretz Yisrael, we're doing it. It's always a milchemet mitzvah d'araisa whenever a chayal is in sahal and is fighting kol adeos. Therefore, it's a mitzvah to kill the enemy. It's a mitzvah. You're anus. You're in that position, and if you don't kill, he's going to kill you. You have no choice, and therefore, it's certainly not a problem. There were in the past discussed among the poskim. Let's say you're in a Russian army, a different army, and you're fighting one Jew against another Jew. So there is a discussion among the poskim in that case. But in Eretz Yisrael, I don't think there is any real machlokas, and it's against the goy, and it's a melchemet mitzvah v'chule. Okay. Okay. V'im ha'amiraninim acharav shehu shofech damim. Now this is new case, right? Period. New case. Now let's say people are spreading rumors that a person killed somebody. Since it has not been 100% clear from the Beis Din in the community, it's not been proven, Yisad Kapav, we don't listen to rumors, you still go up and do Birkas Kohanim. Lamed Zayin. Mumar Lavodot Elim Lo Yisad Kapav. If a person is no longer religious, or he becomes full-blown, he is in part of another religion that doesn't believe in Hashem.
I'm sorry, I think I'm going to have to just step in. It's more like he becomes an akum, or he converts somebody to a person who's not religious. I think it's not as long as not, but in the moment, he's still allowed to bash.
Okay. So what if you're not religious? So We'll get to that. Certainly you become, what I meant, right. Certainly you become part of a different religion. Correct. Even a priest. Okay. Correct. V'yesh omrim she'im asa teshuvah noseyet kapav. So, if while you're a priest, while you're part of the other religion, you do not do birkas kohanim, but he continues v'yesh omrim. Some explain though, if you did teshuvah, then once you become once you become a believer, then you start doing you do tshuva on the avodah zara, then you become then you do nesias kapayim v'chenikar, and that's the halacha. Now this is the halacha. I want to point out interesting. This is the halacha both for Sfardim and Ashkenazim, even according to the Shulchan Aruch. It's very important. This is an important principle for the entire Shulchan Aruch. Normally we hold of stam v'yeshomrim, but you have to know how to read. This is not a case of stam v'yeshomrim. This is a case of the Yesh Omrim is Mefaresh the Stam. Because it's two separate cases. The first case is when he didn't do tshuva. The Yesh Omrim is when he did do tshuva. And this is Mefaresh in the Beis Yosef himself, the one who writes the Shulchan Aruch. Usually, if you see the Stam contradicts the Yesh Omrim, then that's a case of Stam v'Yesh Omrim halachah k'Stam. But when the Yesh Omrim is mefarish the Stam, so usually, again, in such a case, you might have to see the Beis Yosef inside, but in such a case, sometimes, usually it's explaining. Okay, and so sometimes you will have a machloket achronim on how to pask and understand the Shulchan Aruch.
So you're saying that if somebody kills somebody as a mitzvah, he then can't give brachas, he can't bench? Pinchas. Afterwards?
So then that's the same case as a chayal, and you do birkas kohanim. Exactly.
Right. In other words, the exact opposite. If someone kills someone else in mitzvah, you don't have the din of not being allowed to go up. If someone kill someone by accident, then they're not allowed to go up and do
this time. Now, if it was anus, then everyone says you still do birkas kohanim. Now, there is a machloket beyond the scope. If a person actually did mamish avodah zara, he brought a korban to an avodah zara, then you might be puzzled forever for Birkas Kohanim, that's a machloket. But here we're talking about, you basically converted to become in a different religion. So that's when everyone agrees, you can do tshuva. Okay. Just as an aside, in Arel, someone who's uncircumcised, if it's on purpose, it's a machloket. Generally, the most poskim say not to go up, but it is a machloket, some say you do. Or maybe you do without a bracha. But if you're an arel, and again, you're an onus, you can't because of a medical condition. So then you do birkas kohanim. I don't believe there's a machloket on that at all. Quick trivia question, or a quick riddle. How can you have a father and a son that are both kohanim? The father doesn't go up to birkas kohanim, and the son does. I've seen it. There's a few possibilities. So the father married a grusha from, like, basically it's a second marriage. So the son is not a halal, but the father is. Oh, no, the father's not a halal. He's married to a grusha, and we're going to learn that that's a psul.
Another is that the father wasn't nimol, but the son was.
Oh, very good. Nimol. Well, one was, right, circumcised. Another one doesn't want to do it on purpose. Could be an adopted son.
Yeah,
it could be a father that did murder. That might be all, but there's probably another one. Okay. Laman chet. Asa, ashata revi'it, yain, bevat achat. If in one shot a person drinks a revi'it of wine, lo yisat kapav, you're not allowed to. It's modeled after, there's two different possible models, learned from doing a kohen, doing an avoda, and being a nazir. A little complicated. There is enough kamina, but we'll continue for now. Sheta'an b'shnei pe'amim, but if you drink the wine in two sips or two gulps, you took a short break, but a break between the drinking, but it had to be a substantial break, at least, could be a machloket, but at least the amount of time it takes to drink wine, I don't know, maybe 30 seconds, it's unclear how long it takes to drink or revi'it the wine, but it's not water, it's not, you don't gulp it down. It's a little slower. Oh, shenatan letocho me'at mayim, or you added water into it, then mutar. If you drink exactly a revit or less, it's not a problem. Many say fresh wine before it starts becoming alcoholic or grape juice is okay. Some say it's not. So it's ideal, best to avoid. V'im shata yoter merevit, but if you drink more than a revit of wine, even though it has water mixed in, even though you drink it very slowly, you took some breaks. You don't do birkas kohanim until you remove all remnants of any kind of buzz whatsoever. There's a question by liquor. So obviously it's best to avoid having any liquor before, but the poskim say, you're not puzzled from doing birkas kohanim by drinking whiskey. It depends. So it's a machloket. How much tipsy or drunk do you need to be? Either shichuso shel lot, where you're wasted, So that's one opinion. The other opinion says, where you're not really proper to speak in front of a king. So obviously, for most people, a couple shots, again, it depends on the person, will not disqualify you.
This is how Kohanim are permitted into Kiddush.
That's how Kohanim could do a Kiddush club into Musaf. Plus, can say Lechatchila Natil. But we'll continue. Very good. Thanks for pointing that one out. I did not think about that. Lamed Tet. I haven't seen one of those in ages. Maybe we should start one again. Lamed Tet. Lo hayu bo echad me'advarim hamoni im nesiat kapayim. If you didn't have anything that disqualifies you from nesiat kapayim, afo bi she'enu medat ve'mitzvot. Even though you're not medat, they can do a mitzvot v'chol ha'amim ranin alav and everyone says, the guy's not from nesiat kapav. He still does birkas kohanim. Thank you very much. She'en she'ar aveirot moni im nesiat kapayim. Doing other aveirot do not prevent you from nesiat kapayim. We learned murdering somebody prevents, an arel may prevent, mumar prevents, and we're about to come up to another one. But most mitzvah do not prevent. Very good. Mem, kohen shenasa grusha, a kohen that marries a grusha, lo yisad kapav, he's not allowed to do berkas kohanim. Not only that, vei noagim bo kedusha afil likrot batara rishon. We don't give him any kind of the privileges of Kedusha when he marries a Grusha. So he doesn't get an Aliyah either first, like a Kohen. V'afil gersha omeita, even if he divorces her or dies, pasul is pasul, ad she'idur ana, adat rabi mehanashim shehu asur behem. Until he publicly makes a neder, he will not repeat the same avera. Okay? Right. And then he points out over here, this is from the Rambam and the Tur, that you should not take a bracha from a hedyot lightly. It's a big thing to get a bracha from anybody, even if he's an Am Haaretz, even if he's not from. Okay. Mem Aleph. Nitma lemeit she'eino meshiva meitei hamitzvah. A person becomes tamei from a mate when he's not one of the seven krovim. Pasul mina duchan v'chol ma'alot akeuna. So he's pasul from going up to the nisias kapayim and any of the ma'alot of kahuna. Ad she'ashuv v'yekabel shelo yitama od lemeitim. Until he does tshuva and says, I'm going to be careful. So this is another exception. Unless he does tshuva and he says, I'm no longer going to be careless about becoming tamei. V'yesh omrim demi she'yesh lo bat she'emira la'avodat kohanim. If someone has a daughter who becomes a heretic and joins Vodazara, or Shizanta, or acts inappropriately with other men, Ein Mechuyavin Od Lekadsha, you no longer have to honor this father with the rights of a Kohen. Ki Aviyahi Mechalelet, because the daughter is mean Mechalelet, her father. And it has ramifications.
And so should be relevant to say that most persons hold that in today's day and age, this is not applicable halacha.
Okay, so it was pointed out that this is not relevant according to most poskim nowadays.
It's based on the sad story she came in with Antiochus, a soldier.
You want to speak into the mic or we'll say, sorry, we'll, no.
Wait, sorry.
Okay.
She's off the charts today. Apologies.
No problem, just speak into the mic. So there are exceptions and good to do a Sheila at Rav. Okay. Mem Bet. He chalal. Inon esayet kapav. Someone who is a chalal, like his father is a Kohen who marries a Grusha and they have a child from that marriage, right? It is a marriage, even though it's a love. Then the child's a chalal and he is a chalal. He's a zar. He's not a Kohen at all for any item, for any halacha. Mem Gimel. Achar shivat yemei avelu nosayet kapav. Once someone completes the 7 days of Avelos, he continues to be Noseid Kapav, Berkas Kohanim, Bevetoch Shivas Yemei Avelos. During the 7 days, Yitzei Mibeit HaKnesset, B'Sha'ash Shekarei Kohanim. He should leave the Beit Knesset when they do Berkas Kohanim. Okay, because Medina, he really is Chayav. He's Chayav in all the mitzvahs, even in this one. However, there's also a requirement that a Kohen is supposed to be besimcha, or that's actually a bit of a question. He should be b'simcha. The question is, does he have to be positive b'simcha, or can he just be not too depressed? So that's a question. But either way, the minhag is, we assume he's depressed, we assume he's not b'simcha, and he's supposed to leave the room. Hagav, yeshorim de kolzman avelos afilo at shnimas ha-chodesh al aviv al imo eno naseit kapa v'chen noagim v'medinot elu. So, some have the custom to wait, not to do Nesiyas Kapayim all 12 months. That's what the Ramah quotes. I'm not sure what the common minhag is where you live, who's ever listening, so ask. Are we on Mem Dalid? Let's see. Right, they say Mishnah Berurah points out even during the 7 days on Shabbos, you should not go up. But but if they call him up, then b'diavad you should go up. That's what he's right. Because he could be over deraisa. Exactly. Very good. Velas is der rabbanon, and it's a lot. It's also shtickle a minhag. I mean, this is a halacha that's mixed between halacha and minhag. As far as the Makor. Okay, Onain does not go up. Okay. However, it depends also if he's in Yom Tov or Shabbos, when he's no longer practicing like an Onain, then visits. An Onain is only an Onain when he's able to take care, or he's still Tarud when it's possible for him to take care of it. Okay, and let's go on. Okay. And for 30 days also, the Mishnah Berurah says for 30 days for Shara Krovim, he also is Pater. Okay, now we're going to get to Mem Dalet. Kohen, Afal Pishu Panu, even though he's single, Noseit Kapav, he still goes Nisiyas Kapayim. Because, why? What's the Havamina? Well, we'll see. V'yesh Omrim, that God says, some say no. The Eino Noseit Kapav, if you're single, you don't do Nisiyas Kapayim. That sharui below isha, sharui below simcha. If a man is not married, he's not in a state of simcha. And someone who's giving a bracha is supposed to make sure he's in a state of simcha. But the minhag is like the Shulchan Aruch, right? That it doesn't matter if you're single or married, you still do nesiyas kapayim. And but if a person really doesn't want to, if he's not married, we don't force him. Rak shelo yehei beveta kanes v'shah shekarim kanim o'amrim lam yitol yedeim. But you must leave before they call kohanim and before they make an announcement during right after kedusha in some shuls. Go wash your hands. He has to make sure he's out of the room before they make that announcement. So he's got to leave probably during the bracha of kedusha if he's in such a shul where they make that announcement. This reminds me of a famous clip or joke that's been going around. There's a guy who takes a survey going from home to home, and he asks, so, are you happy or married? All right. If you get it, it's great. If not, not. But in halacha, and I believe in actual goyish surveys, we strive to be married and happy, and more men are generally more happy if they are married than not. Okay. Okay, and it's also a Mr. Haskell that whenever you want to bless someone and help someone, you have to be besimcha. So it's important to always be besimcha. It's hard to help yourself. It's hard to help others if one is depressed. Okay, continuing the Ramah. Nagu b'chol medinoch elu. She'eno sim kapayim ela b'yom tov. Minak bai Ashkenazim and Chutz La'aretz has always been not to do nesiyas kapayim except for yom tov. I'm sure there are some historians in the room or listening who know better than I, but there have been a couple times in European history, I believe the Gra was one of the proponents, and there are a couple others, who tried to reinstitute it, and then in the community there was a fire, or a shul burned down when they started to reinstitute it, and they realized it just, min hashamayim, it wasn't meant to be. And what's the reason they give? Mishum sha'ash shurim mesimchas yom tov. Because you have to be in a state of simcha. And the European Jews were not in a general state of simcha, unless it was Yom Tov. V'toglev hu yavarech, and only if you're in a good mood you should give a bracha. Masha'en came b'sha'ar yamim, and not in during the week. Afilu b'shabbatot ha'shana, even in Shabbos, they did not do birkas kohanim, because always she'terudim b'hurim al mechiatam, they're always thinking about how they're going to put food on the table, v'al bitul melachtam, and how are they going to miss work. V'afilu b'yom tov, en osin kapayim al b'tfilas musaf. Even on Shacharis, they don't do Birkas Kohanim, only Musaf. Because Musaf, they're finally, Sheyotzim Azimei, the Knesset, V'yismuchu, V'simchas Yom Tov, because they're just about to leave Shul. And that's the only time when they're really V'simcha, when they're about to leave Shul at the end of Minyan, and they know they're going to finally get to have some Simcha at home. I don't know. V'kol shachrit u'musaf she'ein osim bo kapayim. And whenever we don't say Birkas Kohanim, Omer she'atzibur elokeinu v'kehavateinu. That's Ashkenazim and Sephardim. Whenever you're supposed to say Birkas Kohanim, but we don't, whatever the reason is, like there's no Kohanim or in Chutz Laretz most of the year, then they say as a tefillah for Birkas Kohanim. V'yom ha'kippurim, nosim bo kapayim kama b'yom tov. And you do Birkas Kohanim on Yom Kippur, V'yesh mekumot shenosim bo kapayim b'ne'ila, and some also do it by ne'ila, v'yesh mekumot afilu b'shacharit, and there are some that even do it at Shacharis on Yom Kippur. Elu tevot shakohanim hochim b'hem adarom u'latzafon. These are the words, in particular. Now again, kohanim have their own minhagim, but it's brought down the Shulchan Aruch at least, at the minhag of turning to all directions, north and south, right? Because they're generally facing west, so they're going to be turning sideways to south or north. It's in these words, Yevarechacha, and V'yishmarecha, and Elecha, and V'chunecha, and Elecha, and Lecha, and Shalom. Those words. And this way they show that they include all the Jews on the sides. Some Yisraelim have a strange custom of trying to stand a straight line right in front of the Kohanim. I don't think there's any real basis for that. And anywhere in the room is, I think, 100% the same. And that's fine. No reason to line up right in front of them. Okay. And just when you're saying those words, if you're going to stretch out your word, try and stretch it out at the end of the word. So you're not making, so the main thing is not to make a pause in the middle of a word. That's not the right way to pronounce any words. V'noagim shema'ari, here you are. V'noagim shema'arichin benigun elo atevot, and people, and some kohanim are ma'arich, and agunim, ki kol achat mehen hi sof bracha bifnei atzma. Okay, and each one at the end of every line, each bracha is on its own. B'shas shemarichim benigun atevot shebasof apsukim dainu v'yishmarecha v'chonecha shalom. And that's where they're marich in the last word. V'hamakre lo yomar ribon v'chulei. There's a custom that to say ribon olamim during when the kohanim are singing. Some do, some don't. And the shaliach tzibur does not. Asur lishtamesh v'koin afilu b'zman hazeh. Nu halacha, can you use a coin? Can you get him to do your favors and errands for you? L'havi kemoel behekdesh. He says, asur, even nowadays, you are being like moel behekdesh, im lo machal alkach, unless he specifically is mochal, forgives you, or says it's okay, he doesn't care, he's not makbid, he doesn't mind. Right, it's based on the pasuk of v'kidashto, which is a din d'oraisa. Okay. Bir Alacha asks, can a kohen use another kohen? He says, probably yes. Ravad Yosef, it's a machloket. Ravad Yosef, for example, in Yabi Omer, says it's good to be machmer from a kohen to a kohen. Of course, all this is okay if he's mochel and he lets you. Some are mekel lechatchila by a kohen am haaretz, to use one, to do you favors. But one should be machmer, the Bir Alacha says, if you're going to make him do something that's particularly bazui. A little bit of a demeaning favor. The poskim right though, if he's getting paid for it, it's not a problem. So therefore, you're allowed to hire him to do jobs. They ask the poskim by a nurse if there's an issue. There's certainly not an issue. Most poskim say it's even a problem to, if he's not mochel, to use a kohen who's a katan or a baal mum. That there's no difference. Now, it's at least say, and if it's a suffix, sveika deraisa lechumra. Most Magen Avraham says deraisa, not necessarily everybody, but okay. And just to point out that if you're mavayish, a normal person, you did an avera, no question. If you're mavayish, a kohen, some point out you're also over an additional v'kidashta. Okay. I think let's continue. We'll do one more. We'll just do one more siman. Kuf chav tet. Ein nesiyah kapayim ala b'shachrit amusach ben ila b'yom sheish bo ne'ila kamo b'yom ha'kipurim aval lo b'mincha mishum neshchicha shichot b'ot osha. We only do nesiyah kapayim, shachrit and musach because we don't end in the ne'ila. Because in ne'ila you're not eating anyway. But in the beginning, of the morning, you didn't eat. So it's not a problem. We're afraid, but once you have a seuda, we're afraid you're going to drink. Because it was normal to drink wine during a meal. And we want to make sure, as a gzera, to not have someone who's a shikr, or who drank too much, they made a gzera for everybody, never to do it at mincha time. Shema yehe kohen shikor. He might become drunk. Now, v'gazru b'mincha shel tainit, atu mincha sha'ar yamin. Now, it's a little hard to read this. He says, on mincha of a tainit sivur, you're also not allowed to. That's, now, what are we talking about? That's only talking about a day where you do, what's it called? When there's like a ne'ilah on that day. Aval b'tainit she'ein bo ne'ilah, this is our tainit sivur, the four times a year. So then, when there is no ne'ilah, the minhag is you do. Hoyel tefilas mincha samuch l'shkiat hachama. Since tefilas mincha in those cases are within a half an hour of shkia sunset, hidom letefilat ne'ilah ve'ino matchalefet b'mincha shel shari yamim. You're not going to get mixed up. You don't have this. You don't need this little plugs there. Hilkach yeshva nesiat kapayim. Then there is. So that is the minhag by Klal Yisrael, by a regular. We do say Nesiyas Kapayim by Mincha. Now, Sfardim only do Birkas Kohanim if it's Mincha, Samuch, the sunset. Ashkenazim, different Minhagim. I know the Chazon Ish was very makpi that they should do it any time during the day, and I think that's the most common custom of Ashkenazim in Eretz Yisrael, that any time in the afternoon an Ashkenazim minion will do Tainet Sibor, but it could be there are some places that are machmir to not. Bet kohen shavar ve'al adukhan v'yom kippurim v'mincha. If he went up when he wasn't supposed to, mincha time. Kevan shadavar yadua she'in sham shikrot. Even though we know you're not going to be a shikr, so it's just a little plug because no one drinks, no one eats on Yom Kippur. Harizah no seit kapa. Once you went up, we let you stay up. It's another example of once you go up, you stay up. The aim we're reading will tell me pnei achashad. We don't make him go down because then we might think that he's a psul, a puzzle. Shelo yomru pasul hu lekacharidu, and that's why they brought him down. Hagal lachin omri meminacham yom kipurim elokim gavteinu. Therefore, the minag is that mincha we don't go up. There's no nesiyas kapayim, but you do say elokim gavteinu afagav de ein ra'u nesiyas kapayim. Since lachatchila it's not right. Uli nesiyas kapayim mikomakom hoil va'alad lo yered. But since if you went up, you don't go down. In other words, mikrei ktsat ra'oi. V'chenoagim v'medinot elu afal pish yesh chokim.
What did you say?